Friends, welcome. Welcome once again to celebrate the fourth Sunday of Lent. Today, you may have seen there are two set of readings in your program. One particularly for this 11 o'clock Mass, we have different readings. That is because we are having scrutiny today, the second scrutiny. The first scrutiny we had last Sunday, and the gospel reading was the woman at well, Samaritan woman. The second Sunday, the second scrutiny today, and we have beautiful this story you heard of man born blind. So last Sunday was a whole reminder of our thirst for God, that we are all longing for God. And this Sunday, the man born blind, he receives the sight. In other words, our spiritual blindness that we have will be taken away by Jesus through the grace of baptism. So our catechumens will be very soon will be baptized. They'll receive a new sight from God. And next Sunday, we will have a beautiful story of Lazarus raised from the dead and announcing us a new life we have in Jesus, and we are all preparing ourselves for that new life. And otherwise today, in the church, it is also known as Laetare Sunday. Laetare means rejoice. The opening hymn sang, rejoice, rejoice. That's why the priest is wearing very festival color today, signifying rejoicing. We are halfway through Lent, so rejoice. That means don't go and eat and drink today. Little bit is okay, but we have next another good half of Lent is still there. So it is an incentive for us to be good and to be faithful. So coming to the whole reflection on second scrutiny, the man born blind. Let me begin whole reflections with a story from India. A woman called Kusum. Kusum means flower. Kusum was born in a Hindu family, Brahmin family, which is kind of a higher caste system. And she belonged to that higher caste system. And in that family, among 10 children, she was one. Born in that family, very devout Hindu, very proud Hindu. She would go regularly worship, you know, this gods and goddesses like Shiva, Kali and all that. She was very happy, a devout Hindu family. And they were, during British rule in India, they were part of kind of a Nepal and India, that kind of a region. And when, as she was growing up, her parents decided to give her good education, gave her Catholic education, sent to her Catholic school, thinking that she would study, come and have a good career. So she got her graduation from political science, then she did her doctorate from Kolkata University, where Mother Teresa worked. She did her doctorate in law, so looking for a very bright career. At that time, when she was in Kolkata, she did hear about Mother Teresa and expressed also her desire to meet her, you know. So when to see her, she really got attracted towards Mother Teresa and her works. And not only that, she also thought of becoming also a Catholic and converting herself. That was not all. She also got very attracted to the religious life, so thought of becoming also a religious nun, just like Mother Teresa, wearing that sari, you know, the all that beautiful, those saris. When this was going on, Her parents did not approve of that, and other brothers and sisters too. But then she kind of eventually managed to convince them, and she got in and became a nun in the same congregation like that of Mother Teresa. And when Mother Teresa died in the year 1997, it was she who took over the leadership from Mother Teresa as a superior general. And she called herself, not her name was Kusum Joshi. From prayer, she changed her name as Nirmala Joshi. Nirmala means purity, signifying again Mother Mary, Immaculate Conception. So she called herself as Sister Nirmala Joshi and took over the congregation from 1997 and provided leadership for 12 years until year 2009. She died in the year 2015. Now why I am saying is this. Of course, we often hear of Mother Teresa, great saint, of course, we are proud of her. But equally one who succeeded her came from a Hindu background. Entire family was Hindu. Converted herself, became a Catholic nun. And look, behold, she takes over from Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa had such fame, such name, such, you name it, what have you, I don't have to say how much you all worship, or I won't say worship, like Mother Teresa and love Mother Teresa. Now to take the reins from her to someone requires courage, requires strength, requires faith, requires conversion. That is what Nirmala Joshi did. She could have had a bright career as she was a doctorate in law, but then she gave up all that. And what a beautiful example we have today of conversion, baptism, new life. It makes really, I think, sense, as we have beautiful people sitting here who will be received into the Catholic Church through baptism, on initiation, on Easter Vigil night. I would like to welcome all of you. Would you like to stand once, please, all of you who are, will be received on the night of, look at them, so beautiful. Thank you very, very much. God bless you all. Now, let us move on the story of the blind man. You see, the first question is this. Jesus was asked, was he born blind because of his sins or because of the sins of his parents? Jesus said neither, nor because of his sins, not even the sins of his parents. Definitely Jesus is pointing out towards some sinfulness, but not because of his, not parents. Jesus did not say, there is no, not because of sin. Jesus said, not because of his sins and his parents' sin, but indeed because of the sin. And what is that sin? Original sin. Original sin. That sin was acquired. That sin was there. And this man was born blind because of that sin. That's why Jesus said, he is born blind so that glory of God may be revealed. God was revealing glory by healing him, so that he was indeed a born blind. Now Jesus heals him. When Jesus heals him, how Jesus heals him? It's a very beautiful way Jesus heals him. By spitting on the ground, taking the mud, clay, and smearing on his eyes. It is a replication or repetition or recreating the book of Genesis story. How God created man. God made man out of clay. Out of clay and put life, breathing life into him and created Adam. So here we have Jesus, a new Adam, who is giving new life by recreating. So the baptism, when we were baptized, we were recreated by Jesus, giving us His own Spirit. From our spiritual blindness, we were able to see. In the same way like Mother Teresa, that example of Sister Nirmala Joshi, how she was, that had that spiritual blindness, though she was happy in her religion, but there was that spiritual blindness which she had to shed and accept a new, different Savior. And when she did that, she was capacitated. She was full of Spirit, you want to lead the entire such huge congregation, which all over the world, of Mother Teresa. That is how God's Spirit works. Look at that confusion there of the blind man, how God's Spirit works. So there is doubt. People are arguing. He looks like him. Some say, no, he is different, looks like him. No, some say, no, he is the same man. This confusion will be always there when we are baptized people. Why? Because there is some aspect of us will look like the same, but then some aspect will change. The aspect of physical appearance may look to be the same. John or Xavier or Amelia or Mary. You may all look like same, but you would have changed inwardly, like the Samaritan woman last Sunday, we saw she was changed. So much was changed that she dropped her earthen pot there and ran into the village. She was a changed person. She was a different person. Friends, that's why the confusion was, that people were confused whether the same man or not. Why? Because he looked different, but then resembled, but at the same time, a different person. Why? There was that Spirit in him, which Jesus put him through his healing. Now, that man, when he was asked, he said, I am. He says, I am. He was very proud. I am. Is that word, I am. God used, when Moses asked him, what is your name? God said, I am. I am who I am, Yahweh. The blind man repeats the same word, I am. Why? Because through baptism, we participate in the triune God. We become I am. We receive that new title. We receive that new definition. We become sons and daughters of God. That's why we all say after the baptism, who are you? I am. I am. I am Mary. I am so and so. Yes, I am proud. Yes, why? Because God is in me. Jesus has healed me. I am a new person now. Woman ran to the village last Sunday we saw. And she went and told everyone, I have met a prophet. Come, all of you. She called others. She became a bearer of the word of God. And then what happens? There is a beautiful conversation going on between Pharisees, between blind man, the parents, and all that. What a beautiful, it was kind of a, some sense, entertainment, or beautiful drama, but then a liturgical meaning. What is that? The man is the one who is answering all the questions. They questioned parents for some time. Parents got frightened. They gave up. They didn't want to get in trouble. But then this man took the responsibility. The blind man, now able to see, took the responsibility. He says, yes, I was born blind. The man who put mud in my eyes and healed me. Now I'm able to see, but I want to know. I definitely am sure he is a prophet. If he is a sinner, he cannot be healing. All that he started making his confession of faith. All that he started seeking, I believe in God, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. In a different way, making his creed, he is believing. Now, and he's owning the responsibility. He's owning the responsibility. My friends, very soon you will be baptized. There Mary and Matthew will not come and talk to you on your behalf. No, you will be saying, I am he. Yes, I believe in Jesus. I believe in Jesus. This is my decision. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided. I made that choice. Not because of anyone. I made that choice. I believe because I am convinced that this is Jesus, the Savior of the world, who has come to redeem the world. He has redeemed us, and I believe. That is the faith. That is what we are expected to share with others. Like the woman shared, like the blind man shared, you are expected to share and bring more people to believe in Christ, bring more people to believe in sacraments. Today, Jesus is opening our spiritual blindness and giving us a new sight to see the world and then see Jesus as a Savior of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.